between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
It's 105.7 CFW on this Movie Monday. Beetlejuice in real life, Michael Keaton. Not necessarily going to be known as Michael Keaton for much longer. And he wasn't supposed to be known as Michael Keaton in the credits for Beetlejuice, but kind of missed a deadline. This will all make sense to you in just a few moments. Stick around. It's coming up on CFW on a Movie Monday.
keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
And more. It's 105.7 CFW on this Movie Monday. And Beetlejuice, big in the box office. $110 million in its opening weekend. Not too bad for Michael Keaton, again as Beetlejuice and the rest of the crew. But he may not be known as Michael Keaton for much longer. He's going to go by his real name, well, like a hybrid of his stage name, which is Michael Keaton, and his real name, which is Michael Douglas. So he's going to be known as Michael Keaton Douglas. And I guess he wanted to make that change on his last couple projects, but he missed the deadline for the credits, so he didn't get to make the change. So when you see that Michael Keaton Douglas, it is the same Michael Keaton and Beetlejuice that we know and love.
We'll be right back.
we go now? Where do we go?
Their workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW. We'll be right back. 1057 CFW. Remember this one?
Call you that.
It's 105.7 CFW. It is a movie Monday. And just a quick little game. What is your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever? What is their go-to favorite actress or actor? You know, depending on the age, maybe some say, you know, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Sydney Sweeney, maybe even Harry Styles. My husband has if you had a million guesses, you would not guess his. But she's retiring. I hate to break that news to him today, but I'm going to. It's on the way on a movie Monday.
You're listening to Laura McKenna.
Makes a workday fly by.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I will survive without you.
Me out of-
Monday with Laura McKenna, 105.7 CFW.
All right, we're playing a little game on this Movie Monday, and if you have thought about this or if you're just tuning in right now, doesn't matter. That's okay. Name your husband or wife or girlfriend or boyfriend, or you can even play with a coworker in the office. Name their favorite actor or actress. Now, sometimes it's a heartthrob, right? Like acting skills, yeah, whatever, but I can watch him for a good, 2 hours on the screen. If you saw Twisters, maybe you went for the Tornadoes, maybe you went for Glenn Powell. I'm not going to blame you for that. I recently learned of my husband's favorite actress, and I guarantee nobody playing this game is going to pick Kathy Bates. But my husband says from the time he was young, that has been his favorite actress. I'm like, Kathy Bates, we're talking like Dolores Claiborne, Misery, new Matlock Kathy Bates. He's like, yeah, she's a really good actress. She's always been my favorite. I'm like, what? Of all the people, he's like, don't talk bad against Kathy Bates. I'm like, no, Kathy Bates is great, but I don't think anybody, if they were asked to name their favorite actress and who they love, probably would pick Kathy Bates, but my husband. And you know what? That's okay. I have bad news, though, because she's been in a lot of great movies. She is now in the Matlock reboot. You probably saw that commercial playing every single commercial if you were watching some of the football games yesterday. But after that show, she's done. Retiring. That is going to break my husband's heart because she is his favorite. I don't know if she realizes that she has a super fan out there in Alex, my husband, but if she knew, maybe she'd reconsider the retirement, but I don't think so. That is a Movie Monday, and we've got more coming up right here on CFW.
Thanks for keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing. They're like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish pics and videos.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Bjorkstrand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Bjorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Bjorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71. CFW.
And I
80s. I'll stop the world and melt with you. 90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
1, 2.
CFW, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, of course, huge in the movies this past weekend. And since it is a movie Monday, we know that that took number one. Joker, the sequel with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, definitely going to be big when that comes out this fall. He says losing weight for the second Joker was harder than it was for the first, and he probably shouldn't be doing this again.
With a smile, you don't have to love me.
promises.